Timothy Spall, after 8.
I had a good teacher, a really good teacher.
21 minutes away from 8, another call this morning to rank or rate teachers on how much they lift students' achievement. It comes from the New Zealand Initiative, who also want to revive the bulk funding model. The report argues that a lack of information about whether a teacher is good or not is letting parents and students down. The report author is Martine Udahumuka, who is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What's the point of measuring teachers to the extent that don't we as parents already know whether we got a good teacher or not?
We probably don't know if we've got a good teacher for our children because we don't actually compare nationally to see whether children are being pushed or progressed as far as they should be progressed given their starting points, because we don't have any sort of that comparative data nationally, also within schools, that parents will probably have a good hunch about who's a good teacher and who isn't. But we need that kind of feedback more specifically for teachers first, for their own feedback to know how they're doing with what kind of students, for principals to know that, but also if parents wanted to find that out as well.
How do we go about it if we wanted to do it? Is the data out there if we wanted it and we just need to get it together, or do we need to start from scratch?
There is some data that's already there with regards to the home background of students and the family background of students, and that's held by the New Zealand Statistics database. So it's pulled all this data together of administrative data. That data is there. There is student achievement data as well for the last 3 years of high school, at least. What we don't have at the moment is data linking teachers to students. And actually, the ministry doesn't have to have information about teachers per name, but what they could get from schools is to know which students share a teacher or which students are in the same classroom. Mm-hmm. Then the ministry would need to combine that information with, again, the background information that I talked about on students. There is a model that you can put together to figure out what, you know, given that class makeup, what should you be expecting the students to have achieved by the end of the year?
As much as I agree with this, and I do, it sounds very prescriptive and very complex.
I wouldn't say it's prescriptive necessarily. So do you mean with
What you're going down the track is you're isolating out an individual teacher and you're going, righto, so they might not be good with English language students, they might be good with Pacifica kids. And if they're good with Pacifica kids, let's get you into that class and we'll take these kids over here and put you with them. And so you're mixing and matching, aren't you?
No. Actually, what we want is actually to provide more information, say, to principals to say, hey, that teacher in room 10 is really good with Pacifica students, whilst the other teacher in room 12 isn't. Let them maybe share some good practice. What is going on with the other teacher that's helping them be effective with that kind of group?
Here's your problem. So you probably already know the problem. The problem is the unions don't want any of this. Because they're going to tell you that the social baggage of all the kids who comes into the classroom, your teacher can't help that. They are what they are and life is what it is. I mean, that's what unions have been saying since day one, isn't it?
And we have to acknowledge that what children do start schools with is completely, it does contribute massively to student achievement end up being at the end of the year. And that is exactly the model we're talking about, is actually taking into consideration those out-of-school factors that we know teachers don't necessarily have any impact on. But once you put them in that model, those factors, the same ways that they're using those factors to determine what funding they should be giving to schools, that same kind of information can actually be used to figure out school performance and teacher performance as well. And it's not necessarily focusing on teacher performance. It's more about giving teachers information that tells them what sort of impact they're having. It's more feedback for teachers. So it's not about teacher bashing or anything at all. It's about giving them the feedback they need and having more meaningful practice sharing and also more tailored professional development, because at the moment I think people are going in a little bit blind about what they should be, what sort of professional development teachers should be getting, and this collaboration that's happening at the moment. We think that this information, this data we are proposing, or this use of data, will actually strengthen the collaboration model that we're talking about that's going on at the moment.
Martine, I like your work and I wish you well with it. Martine Udahumuka, who works with the New Zealand Initiative, whether it goes anywhere, because of course we've heard this thing before, bulk funding's the other, remember the scrap over bulk funding a decade or so back? It is 17 away from 8. Hosking. Meantime,